Father, we just invoke your name over all of our lives today. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, giving us health in our bodies, strength and vigor and vitality in our members, giving us love, giving us a pure heart, giving us a clean mind, giving us a will and a motivation and an ambition to serve you and follow you. Giving us the desire to serve others and to do our jobs to the best of our abilities as serving you, Lord. For it is you we serve. Yes, Lord, we have bosses that are over us, and we have to make them happy with what we're doing. But Lord, your eyes are always upon us. And so every single little thing and big thing that we do, we serve you. So Father, we deposit our lives into your hands. We ask, Lord, that you would make use of us, utilize us for all your purposes in the lives of others. Make us fruitful in everything that we do, but also let us bless those that we serve, Lord. Let us be a blessing to them. When Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, Joseph blessed the house of Potiphar and blessed everything that he had. And God raised him to a higher place because of it, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would raise us to a higher place by serving others faithfully and blessing them. Being a blessing to them, Lord. We ask for you to guide us and lead us and direct us and counsel us and advise us in everything that we are to do so that we can be a blessing. Lord, it's not in us to know how to be a blessing. We don't innately know how to do that. We have to learn to follow you. So Lord, guide us by your word. Direct us, show us, teach us, train us, equip us, enable us. If we don't have your spirit guiding us, Lord, we can do nothing. But in you, we can do all things. So, Lord, we ask for the power of God, the power of the Almighty, to direct and guide us in everything that we are to do today. We ask for your mind and your word to speak to our minds. We ask for your intellect to be within us, to give us reasoning and understanding and wisdom. We ask that you would constantly put before us in our thoughts and ambitions, your thoughts and ambitions. Keep us in a place where we think about our future in you. That we're living unto you, Lord. That we're trusting in you and having faith in you in all things. And we put our hope and trust in you for that. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness that's unto us today. And we just bless your name, Lord. We thank you for every little and great thing that you do for us. And there's so much we take for granted that you do for us. But Lord, we're just acknowledging you that you are a good God and that you love us so greatly that you paid a price that we could never pay, so that we could spend eternity with you. So Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the whipping post. We thank you for all that you did to teach your people and to spread your word so that it would be able to be proclaimed to us today, so that we would know how to know you. It's not just how to do this and do that, and not do this and not do that. It's about knowing you. That's what your word focuses on. It's about having a relationship with the true and living God forevermore. So Lord, we ask for that today. We ask for you to guide us in that lifestyle. In Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate ourselves to that end, and we bless your name and thank you for what you're going to do through us today. We dedicate it all to you in Jesus Christ's name. So be it. Amen.